Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night was a mess in the Bronx. You talk about a New York Yankee team that had Will Warren fighting and playing hard and pitching tough and getting out of jams. It was a lot of traffic, but Will Warren did the job that needed to be done to put the Yankees in line to win. You get Giancarlo Stanton with a huge home run after earlier in the game. Cody Bellinger and Austin Wells get the solo home runs. They're up 3-2. You're in a good spot. And then the bullpen comes in and just blows the game up. And the defense continues to be as awful as ever. And this time, it goes to Paul Goldschmidt. This time, it's the former MVP, part of Plan B that's been so successful for the Yankees. Paul Goldschmidt, that's your guy. And he, listen, I'm not going to crush him for the ball that goes over his head in the, you know, in foul territory. But on the next play, a ground ball gets hit to him and he throws home and puts the ball basically in the stands. And I've heard a lot of conversation about who's the best first baseman in New York. And how Paul Goldschmidt defensively is so sound, one of the best in the game. Well, let me tell you something about the best defensive first baseman in New York or whatever. Paul Goldschmidt, he's lost it. He's a singles hitter. His defense has been good, but on Friday was part of the dismantlement, the dismantling of the New York Yankees. On a day when the Yankees go out and trade for Ryan McMahon to bring in and help and solidify the defense, they prove why it's so such a big deal to get good defense everywhere. Listen, we know the Yankees have power. We know the Yankees can put the ball in the seats. I mean, that's how they scored their runs today. It's legitimately how they scored four of their five runs. Solo home runs. That's what the Yankees do. There's no more actual approach to like, hey, let's hit the ball in the gap. Let's get the ball on the ground. Let's try to move to drive in some runners. Let's figure out other ways. No, it's home run or bust. Anthony Volpe gets a home run today. Guess what? He's still batting 140. Over the last 30-plus days. And I listened to, you know, Jack Curry on with Devin and Tiki, and there's no plan at shortstop. There's no plan. It's Volpe's the guy. Jason Dominguez is the guy in left field. Just let them cook. It's like the WNBA ad. Let them cook. Well, I'll tell you this much. They're cooking up garbage, hot garbage. That's what's going on right now. The Yankees are going to find themselves in the World Series. I guarantee you that. They're going to get back to the World Series. But they're not going to win a World Series playing the way they do. Playing poorly fundamental baseball. You're not going to win that way. The fundamentals for the New York Yankees is as sloppy as ever. Whether you're trying to pick off guys going, like, I mean, Will Warren tried to pick off somebody at second base, and I can't tell if it was his fault, or but Volpe's flying in the air trying to catch the ball that's going to second base, and thank God Chisholm's there to back him up. But everything they do is sloppy. Everything they do looks wrong. There's only so much Aaron Judge can do. There's only so much Max Fried can do. And that's what keeps the Yankees going. They have some of the best players in baseball. That's no question. That's not even a question. That's not even up for debate. Aaron Judge, best hitter in baseball. Max Fried, one of the best pitchers in baseball, was on the way to potentially being the Cy Young this year. Carlos Rodon has pitched him into that top 10 list as well for starting pitching in the American League. But then you just have sloppy defense on a regular basis. And now, here's the other thing to that too, right? So it's what, the seventh inning, and, you know, Luke Weaver's in there coming in to help Tim Hill get out of this, you know, cluster bomb that he put together. Runner on second and third. Like I said, you had Paul Goldschmidt, who missed the ball in foul territory, right? Then Paul Goldschmidt throws the ball to home, but throws it completely over Austin Wells. And then the following batter, JT Realmuto, crushes a bomb into the left field stands. So, like, yeah, there's defensive flaws, but on the other hand, too, Luke Weaver, you didn't have to put a ball right over the plate. You didn't have to cough up a home run after that debacle. You could have got out of it. And Luke Weaver's been really bad. I know that the last four outings have been better for Luke Weaver, but since his return, he has not been the same pitcher. He just hasn't been. And then you can go through Ian Hamilton, too, of going through, you know, the eighth and ninth inning. The Yankees had two outs and no runs given up in the eighth and ninth inning, and yet somehow the lead went from 6-5 with two outs in the eighth, top of the eighth, to 8-5. And then the ninth inning comes up, and there's two outs, still the same score, 8-5, and then before you know it, two outs, couple more Bates hits, 11-5. The Phillies scored five of their 11 runs in the eighth and ninth inning with two outs. That's disgusting. I mean, and Trey Turner, by the way, was on a 1-2 pitch, and Ian Hamilton lost him and walks him, and then Kyle Schwarber makes him pay. Why are you pitching to Kyle Schwarber? I mean, you have Trey Turner 1-2, and you're playing games with Trey Turner. Attack Trey. Kyle Schwarber's the threat, and he puts it right in the seats. It's pathetic. 888-808-1019. The Yankees right now, I know that they, you know, the Blue Jays are in first. They're playing good baseball. The Yankees are going to find a way to be that number one seed again, make the playoffs, no problems, get back to the World Series. I feel it. I feel it because it's so bad right now. I feel them just finally going to get a hot streak and eventually get back into the groove and find ways to win, because that's what they've been doing all season long. Like, this isn't new. This is from last year. This is from the World Series. And they still find ways to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Based off the fact that they have some really good players on their team. But it's all lopsided. And I love this stat, by the way, that I came up with. I know they traded for Ryan McMahon. And I heard, again, Evan laid it out perfectly how DJ LeMahieu, you know, couldn't play anymore. He couldn't play third base anymore. And basically caused the Yankees to basically get rid of him because he could not play third base. Refused to play third base because his body couldn't take it anymore. So they ended up having nowhere to put him, and they cut him. Yet, when you look at, and I understand Jazz wanted to get to second base. That's his spot. He's more comfortable there. Okay. But in the last 87 at-bats between DJ LeMahieu, between Anthony Volpe, Yorva Vivas, Oswald Peraza, the only one who was hitting was DJ LeMahieu. He was batting 310, 320, 754 OPS. Maybe one home run, 9 RBIs, whatever. Singles hitter. He's producing. He's hitting. In the last 87 at-bats, he was hitting. Anthony Volpe was batting 133 with an OPS of like 4 and change. Oswald Peraza batting 125 with an OPS of like, you know, 380. Vivas didn't even have enough at-bats. I think he had like 65 at-bats or whatever it was batting. Was he batting 140? So you have this infield of youthful crap that you lay out every single day that defensively are no good and offensively are giving you zeros. But that's what they're running out every day? That's what they're rotating through? You're telling me the New York Yankees can't do better? You're telling me that Anthony Volpe is going to have to play shortstop the rest of the season because they can't find a better option? What, because you can run into a home run here or there? They're a major league ball player. At this point in time, everybody should be hitting double-digit home runs. That's what you do. If you're playing every day, to hit double-digit home runs is not a shocker. It's not, ooh, he can run into one. No, he should run into one.
He should.
So I'm not impressed when Anthony Volpe gets a solo home run here or there, gets a couple home runs in a game. That's all he does. It's home runner out, home runner out. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. But again, this is the team. It's going to find themselves in the World Series again. Can they win it? They're going to have to do a hell of a lot more at the trade deadline. Because Ryan McMahon's not it. A guy who last year, after the trade deadline, batted 197, I think his OPS was 570 with four home runs and 16 RBIs. With the last 2 months of the season, we know his numbers away from Coors are not that great. We know his numbers at Yankee Stadium are not that great. So this is the guy they brought in. Hey, he'll solidify the defense. That's great. Is he going to be able to hit for the Yankees? 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. Get us Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. We'll get to the Mets too. Awesome win. They made a trade themselves too. But as a Yankee fan right now, as a Yankee fan, what do you want? Because this is the toss-up. Do you want the youth to play and fight through their issues, which there are a ton of them? They can't hit and they can't field. Or do you want the vets to be here and play? And have their bonehead plays too. Have their bad moments, like Paul Goldschmidt. Are you trading your youth for upgrades? I need to know, because I think this is a crossing point right now. You could do a couple different things. Obviously, there's the buyers. You can go and buy. You could sell. Or you could stay pat. Which one are these Yankees? 888-808-1019. Let's get to John in Staten Island. John, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, you guarantee the Yankees are going to the World Series.
I do, yeah.
I like to smoke what you're smoking, because I tell you, I mean, this team has no relief pitching, okay? They're garbage. They have nobody other than Aaron Judge. I mean, how do you figure this team's going to be the Tigers, the Blue Jays?
Let me tell you something about the Tigers. They are a fake and phony team. They have some of the better starting pitchers in the league, and their relief pitchers are really good. Their offense isn't that great. And let me tell you something. Their starting pitching has been a little worn out, and their relief pitching is getting worn out too. Tommy Canley's come down to earth. Look at his numbers. He had a 2 ERA for the majority of the season. About in the past week or two, it jumped up to a 4.8. Their relief pitchers are starting to get tired. So that team is not as good as you think. I'm telling you right now. Now, as far as the Yankees go, yeah, the Yankees are almost the same team as they were last year. This is the same.
Really? I think they're missing somebody with the number 22.
Really? What about Plan B? I thought Plan B was such a game changer for the Yankees.
Nah, I never said that. And I tell you, anybody with a half a brain would have never said that. I mean, this team reminds me of the Rangers in hockey, where they're going to be struggling just to make a wild card, and then they're probably going to fade out at the end. I don't even think they're making the playoffs this year.
No, they really don't. And here's the thing, is John, and this is where it's so odd for me to sit here. You're right, for me to sit here and complain about this team and then say that they're going to go to the World Series. But that's the American League for you. The American League is
I mean,
not
to guarantee
right
at the point they're at right now. I mean, they're 5.5 games behind. Even if they don't, they're not winning the division. There's no way they're going to catch Toronto at this point.
Why?
I don't think so. I mean, they're dropping too many games. I mean, they don't have Big George around.
John, it's not about George.
Their sons don't know how to run a team.
That's fine, but it's not about George. It's about Cashman. Cashman's got to figure this thing out. And what he could do is this. You start to hold people accountable. And guys like Jason Dominguez and guys like Anthony Volpe, if they're not doing their job off the on the field, then they get off the field. And they get sent back down to the minors. And you
Cash won't do that. He hasn't figured it out. He's had this job for freaking way too long. He hasn't figured it out.
He got you to World Series last year.
Ryan McMahon.
Listen, I'm not a fan of that. I agree with you, John, and good call. I don't disagree with you. I think that the Ryan McMahon trade is so overblown. It's a name that they've talked about since last year, and he's somebody that is arguably, you know, a 20 home run hitter playing in Coors Field, doesn't have a high batting average for a place where you can hit the ball anywhere on that field. It just goes. It flies. And he's struggling. Like, batting 217 right now. It's not what you need. It's an all-or-nothing player. You're done with the all-or-nothings. I'll tell you right now, if I was Brian Cashman, but before I say that, actually, because we got to take a break, I'll tell you after the break. How about that? If I'm Brian Cashman, I'm going to tell you after the break what I would do. 888-808-1019. It's amazing because the Yankees are still going to get back to the promised land. But what team can get you over that hump? Remember, the Yankees were in the World Series last year with an awful defensive team. That's not new. That's not new at all. So how do you go and win a World Series? We'll get into it. 888-808-1019. Stuart Marty, we'll get to you guys after the break. 888-808-1019. Pete, off with you on the Fan. You could always follow us and listen in. And if you miss anything at all, go to the Odyssey app. Hit the rewind button. Go back and check it out. If you miss anything from Keith McPherson, go, again, the Odyssey app. Listen back. He came on right after the Yankee game, after the Yankee post game. I'm sure he was laying it in on that disappointing 11-5 win to the Philadelphia Phillies, which could have helped both teams, by the way. I mean, selfishly, I'm sitting here going, just win so the Mets have it easier. And yet, no. Yankees don't want to do that. They don't want to play nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.